चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
Domestic sugar prices likely to be supported by higher than anticipated sugar exports and lower sugar production for SY 2020 season, says ICRA. On expectations of global deficit, sugar prices have risen from $313 per metric ton in August 19 to $388 per metric ton in January 2020. This is likely to support the sugar exports for SY 2020. The average sugar prices remained range-bound between rupees 32,000 to 33,000 during November 2019 to February 2020. In the near term, the prices are likely to be supported by the lower sugar production and the higher sugar exports for SY 2020. The recent increase in the global sugar prices would support the exports in the near term. Mr. Sabyasachi Majumdar, Senior Vice President and Group Head, ICRA Ratings, said, "The sugar prices remained range-bound at rupees 33,000 to 34,000 per metric ton in August to October 2019. While there has been some decline in prices with the fresh supply hitting the markets owing to onset of cane crushing for SY 2020, the prices remained range-bound rupees 32,000 to 33,000 per metric ton during November 2019 to February 2020. These prices are likely to be supported in the near term by the lower sugar production and the increase in the sugar exports in SY 2020. The expectation of global deficit for 2019-20 pushed the prices to $354 per metric ton in December 2019 to $388 per metric ton in January 2020 from $313 per metric ton in August 2019. This is likely to result in increase in the sugar exports for SY 2020. The exports in the current season have been at 1.6 million metric ton as on January 2020 and are expected to be around 4 million metric ton for the entire season, higher by around 25% on a YOY basis. Domestic sugar production estimates for SY 2020 at 26 million metric ton is lowered by 21% YOY in SY 2020. This is primarily due to decline in the cane availability in Maharashtra and Karnataka due to the drought last year and heavy rainfall or waterlogging during the current year. ICRA expects the domestic sugar consumption to increase by around 2% to 26.5 million metric ton in SY 2020. Considering that the exports are likely to be around 4 million metric ton, the closing stocks still would continue to remain high at around 10 million metric ton. In case of exports, given the prevailing international prices, the companies are likely to incur losses. However, these are likely to be largely offset by the rupees 10.44 per kg of export subsidy. Further, the mills would also save on interest and storage costs to the extent of sugar exported. The government support in the form of subsidies for sugar exports is likely to support the liquidity of mills in the near term, added Mr. Majumdar.